In 35 seconds, a hotline special report from Washington, approximately 5 minutes in length, on the proclamation today by President Eisenhower of a 50th State of the Union, the official acceptance of Hawaii. Stand by all stations. Starting in 20 seconds, a hotline special service report from Washington. It will run about 5 minutes and will be opened and closed by NBC correspondent Lee Feed. Stand by all stations for hotline special report from Washington, starting in just 5 seconds. NBC Hotline Special Service Report from Washington. Late this afternoon, a special ceremony was held at the White House, marking an historic occasion for the nation. For a direct report on the event, here is Lee Feed, NBC News, at the White House.
President Eisenhower this afternoon signed the document that admits, as the proclamation says, the state of Hawaii into the Union on an equal footing with the other states of the Union. For all the years that Hawaii has been trying to become a state, the final official act took less than 1 minute. Then, with 8 more pens, the president signed the executive order accepting the new Old Glory, the 50-star flag that becomes official July 4th next year. 1 star added for Hawaii. Then the president turned to the jammed, hot cabinet room audience and said this.
Gentlemen, I think that we shall recognize that this is truly an historic occasion because for the second time within a little over a year, a new state has been admitted to the Union. It had been a long time since any state had been admitted. So to have this 49th and 50th member of our union in such a short space is truly a unique experience. All 49 states will join in welcoming the new one, Hawaii, to this union. We will wish for her prosperity, security, happiness, and a growing, closer relationship with all of the other states. We know that she is ready to do her part and to make this union a stronger body, a stronger nation, a stronger people than it was before because of her presence as a full sister to the other 49. So all of us say to her, good luck, and to each of her representatives, a very fine tour of service in the public domain. We know that they will find their work interesting and fruitful for all of us. The speaker just reminds me of one fact that has great historical significance. Next Monday will be the first time in 158 years there has not been a delegate in the membership of the Congress. The delegates are gone, and in their place we have senators and congressmen.
The pause that you noticed toward the end of the president's remarks came when Speaker Rayburn leaned over to whisper the information about no more delegates into the president's ear. The entire ceremony, including the president's words, lasted a bare 7 minutes. Present in the cabinet room for the occasion were also Vice President Nixon, Interior Secretary Seaton, Hawaii Senator-elect Orem Long, the young one-armed congressman-elect Daniel K. Inouye, and Edward Johnson, Hawaiian Territorial Secretary, who was representing the island's governor-elect William Quinn. Immediately the ceremony was over, Johnston rushed to a White House phone, which had an open line to Honolulu, to give the news to the governor-elect. Quinn had scheduled his taking of the oath of office immediately, and he issued a statement thereafter saying, "With statehood, we have come of age. We have the wonderful opportunity to build our island state into America's showcase of democracy in the Pacific and Asian world. We face a future as the Aloha State that can be glorious if we harness and guide the dynamic forces at work in our community." Behind the group at the White House signing ceremony this afternoon was one of the new 50-star flags. The president posed with it as soon as the ceremony was over. Instead of seven rows of seven stars in staggered rows, the official flag as of now, the new one has nine rows of stars, alternately six stars and five stars. It becomes official, as I say, July 4th next year. You may wonder how the president used 12 pens to sign his name to just two documents. If I can refer to my notes an instant, I'll tell you. He used four to sign his name. First, he used one to sign Dwight, then one for D, then one for Eisenhower, and the fourth one, and the fourth one was used to sign Hauer. When he used eight pens, he also put in Washington, D.C. That accounts for the 12 pens. He gave the pens to Vice President Nixon, Speaker Sam Rayburn, three to Interior Secretary Seaton, and one to each of the others present at this ceremony this afternoon. This is Leif Eade, NBC News, at the White House.
This has been an NBC Hotline News special report from Washington. Stay tuned to NBC for the latest news on the next complete hourly news report. This is the NBC Radio Network.